The mouthpiece of the international terrorist organization Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, has come out in favor of the banned terror outfit Popular Front of India, PFI. The 20th edition of Voice of Khorasan, a magazine published by an Afghanistan-based Islamic State in Khorasan Province, ISKP, was released recently. The four-page article with the title, Crackdown on Popular Front of India, Lessons for Indian Muslims was published in the magazine. The magazine has defended the arrest of the members of the Students Islamic Movement of India, SIMI, and Popular Front of India, PFI, by labeling them as innocents. The four-page article critiques the police actions against PFI and SIMI. The magazine also notes that during the past 7 decades, violent fundamentalist Hindu governments have targeted Muslims. Following this pattern, PFI activists were arrested and banned across the country. However, they attempted to portray it as an unjustified and illegal assault on the PFI workers. ISIS's mouthpiece gives PFI even more accolades by stating that it has made a name for itself as an organization that addresses the plight of Indian Muslims. Many PFI supporters embraced the flag of Tawhid, Islamic monotheism, in various parts of the world, and many of them may have gained Shahada, martyrdom for Islam, according to this article, which extols the virtues of a fundamentalist organization which is banned in India for indulging in anti-national activities. ISIS mouthpiece further praises PFI by writing that PFI established itself as a prominent organization for predicament of Indian Muslims. It glorifies the work of banned outfit in India, saying that many PFI supporters joined the banner of Tawhid in different parts of the world and many of them may have attained Shahada, so-called martyrdom for Islam and terrorism in civilized parlance. According to sources, ISIS wants to gain some traction among the other Islamist groups and motivate them to join hands for their terror agenda. The article has come at a time when the NIA's action regarding PFI is going on in Bihar. Earlier in October 2022, the Chief Minister of UP became the subject of target for the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS. The media arm of the Islamic State's Khorasan province castigates the government of Yogi Adityanath for using its machinery against the minority Muslims in the state. The Hindu-phobic article titled, What is Left for the Muslims in the Constitution of the Cow Worshippers State, finds its trigger of hatred for the UPCM in his action against those who were offering namaz in the Lulu Mall. The article provokes Muslims in India by citing selective instances where Muslims have been on the wrong end of the law. Such as the demolition of Babri Masjid, the Citizenship Amendment Act, and the National Register of Citizens, the banning of triple talaq and beef, and the mob lynching incidents on Muslims. In November 2021, another hateful magazine, Voice of Hind, on cover of its magazine has put a broken Shiva statue with the ISIS flag on the top and caption, It is time to break the false gods. On the cover of its propaganda magazine, Voice of Hind, it has the famous Murudeshwara Shiva statue. An ISIS flag has replaced the head of Shiva with the caption, It is time to break the false gods.